happy solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe.
Happy solemnity of the Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe.
Okay, that was pretty pathetic, so we'll try that again. Because I expect you, every time you go to a gas station or visit someone's today, just like you're wishing people a happy Thanksgiving or Merry Christmas. So here you go. Happy solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe.
Happy solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe.
Thank you very much. It was very kind of you to wish me that greeting. Today is the solemnity of Christ, of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. Our Lord is crowned here in our sanctuary, who we crowned a few weeks ago in preparation for the culmination of this liturgical year. We call Jesus King of the universe, not the King of just our country, the King of our church. We don't even just call him King of the earth. He is the King of the universe. For us as Americans, of course, thoughts of a king don't settle well with us. We are a country that fought against a king for freedom. And for the sake of freedom. And thanks be to God, we live in the greatest country in the world because of that. But our Lord is a king. In today's gospel passage, a conversation is being had between Pilate. And Pilate ultimately asks a question about him being a king. And then Jesus actually says something that's really profound. He says, "You say I'm a king. For this I was born, and this I came into the world." I think sometimes just like basic things sometimes just like seem to like easily be forgotten. So like right now, if I just asked you the question, why was Jesus born? Why was Jesus sent to us? For what purpose? Sometimes it's so easy for us to get caught up in all the things in our own lives or even in the church or in parish. And we forget sometimes the most basic and simple things of what this is all about. Like, why are you here this morning? Why was Jesus born? Jesus says, "For this I was born. This is why I came into the world." Now we know John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God the Father loved the world so much that He gave us His only begotten Son." Why was Jesus born? Because God the Father loved you. He loved you individually as a person. He loved you so much that He sent His Son to you. Why was Jesus born? Because God the Father loves you. But God the Father sent His Son because we were lost. So He said as a king, normally we think of kings as individuals who sit on thrones and are served. That's what we rebelled against. That's not the kingship of Jesus. And that's why the church specifically chooses the discussion between Pilate and Jesus at the end of His life to remind us that our king is radically different. Our king is one who is willing to suffer and die so that we might have life. I have a friend. She's a mother. She's a mother of six. And she and her husband planned a trip to Disney World. After days of lugging around her six beautiful children, she was absolutely exhausted and at her wit's end. Her husband, being a very smart man, realized that his wife was at a breaking point. So he said, "I have an idea. I'm going to help get all the luggage packed up. And I'm going to let you have a 2-hour retreat before we need to head to the airport. I'll take the kids and the luggage down to the lobby. You just spend 2 hours in this hotel room by yourself." So he went down to the lobby. He got one of those big luggage racks, put on the elevator, came upstairs, got the six kids, loaded up the luggage, carted the kids and the luggage down the hall, and mom was left to herself. When he got to the elevator area, he pressed the button. As they waited for the elevator, the doors began to open. And their four-year-old son said, "Daddy, I forgot my Elmo backpack." And dad said, "No, I have all the luggage." He said, "Daddy, my Elmo backpack is under the bed. I hid it." So dad sends the 10-year-old daughter and the 4-year-old son back to the room to retrieve the Elmo backpack while he waits with the luggage. Unbeknownst to him, though, when the elevator doors had opened a few moments ago, their 2.5-year-old son got on the elevator and the doors closed. As the dad was waiting for the 4-year-old, the Elmo backpack, and his daughter, he pressed the button again and then began to look for his son. And he couldn't find him. And he began to panic. The doors opened. The elevator is empty. He pushed the car onto the elevator, shoved his kids in with him, and went down to the lobby. The doors open, he runs out of the elevator, goes to the front desk and says, "I've lost my son. I don't know where he's at. I think he's in the elevator. Can you help me?" The man behind the desk gets on his walkie-talkie and contacts the maintenance crew, the cleaning staff, and within minutes, over 20 people are looking for this lost child. The father decides to take the stairwell. There are 12 stories in this hotel. He is opening every single door on every floor and running and zigzagging back and forth. Housekeeping staff are yelling out the child's name. After 20 minutes, on the 8th floor, the father finds his son, and his face is blue. He's seated next to the ice machine, eating ice. His father picks up his son and says, "I love you, and I will always look for you." That is our King. Why was Jesus born? He was born to find us. He was born to search for us. He was born to look for us when we're lost. That little boy just stepped into an elevator and doors closed. How often in our own life is that not the same? We step into an elevator. We step into a situation, we step into a room, we step into a relationship, and within moments, our whole life is changed. Often without even our intention. That is our God. The King that we celebrate today is not a King who sits on a throne. The King we celebrate today is a God who chases after you, who searches for you, and sends out a search party of saints and angels. That is our God. The father picked up his son, went down back to the lobby, got his other kids, and went back to his room. His wife opened the door and said, "The 2 hours aren't up." He began to tell her what happened. She began to cry. She said, "I have no idea why. But when you left with the kids, I saw my rosary in my purse, and I picked it up, and I began to pray. For some reason, our little one kept coming to my mind. I prayed an entire rosary for him in those 20 minutes. You see, that's our God. He searches after us, and he has a mother praying for us. I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't know if you feel lost this morning, over overwhelmed, stressed, trapped, enslaved. But you need to know this morning there is a God who is chasing after you. And He has gotten angels and saints to help. And our Blessed Mother, she's praying. And it might not have been 20 minutes you've been lost. It might have been 20 years or 20 days. But they will find you. They will pick you up and they will embrace you. And they will take you home. Because that is our King. We have the honor today to witness a baptism. There's a great man that many of you probably know of. His name is Fulton J. Sheen. If you don't know Fulton J. Sheen, you should check him out. He's amazing. For those of you who remember the days where there are only four television stations, Fulton J. Sheen was one of the kings of television. A Catholic archbishop who on primetime television literally catechized, taught, and inspired the United States of America like none other. Fulton J. Sheen is known for a quote, and he says this: every baptism is Bethlehem. Every baptism is Bethlehem. Every time that someone is baptized, God the Father looks down and sees His Son. When Cohen is baptized today, he will become another Christ. Do we not believe in Matthew 25 when Jesus says, "You did it to me"? When did we see you hungry and feed you? When did we see you thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you naked and clothe you? When did we see you ill and care for you, imprisoned and visit you? And Jesus said, whatever you did to the least of my brothers, you did it to me. We believe that when we serve others, that we serve Jesus that is in them. But we also believe that our hands become Jesus' hands, that our feet become Jesus' feet, that our eyes become Jesus' eyes, that our heart becomes His heart. Because we have a God who transforms us. And every baptism is a Bethlehem. And this little child today will become another Christ. And the kingship of Christ, the King that we believe in, the King who chases after us, also invites every single one of us to go out and chase after those who are lost. Some of you this morning don't feel lost. Some of you this morning know the embrace of God, and you know what it is to be loved, and you know what it is to be found. But I will tell you, my brothers and sisters, you are called to go out and chase after those who are lost. You are called to go out and chase after those who have not been found and to bring them home. There are so many people in our world that feel lost and lonely and afraid and imprisoned and shackled and enslaved. And they need you as another Christ to go out and to bring them to freedom. The freedom of the sons and daughters of God. If you have been baptized, it was Christmas the day you were baptized. It was another Bethlehem. As Christ was born within you and you became His true son or daughter. Our God is one who chases after us, but our God is also one who invites us to enter into the chase. Our King does not sit on a throne waiting for us just to come and worship Him. He comes after us. And how blessed we are. How blessed we are. So I don't know where you're at this morning. Maybe you need to be found. Maybe you need to be encouraged to go out and find those who are lost. No matter what it is, my brothers and sisters, we come today and we leave today with confidence, knowing that our King is with us. And our King will never leave us. And we are never alone. Today, may we feel the embrace of the Father who gave us his only begotten Son, who reminds us today of why he was born and why he came into this world. And that was to lead us to heaven, to his kingdom. May we lead others there as well, and in doing so, become saints. Through God's grace, may it be so.